Today's daf is Bamitzia daf ayin tes. We left off in daf ayin ches amid beis. We're at the two dots on the first wide line of daf ayin ches amid beis. So the Mishnah had said, Oshin nasis in garya, omer lo haresha l'chalafanecha. Right? We had said that if the animal was taken by the government and they had confiscated the animal that you had rented, so the owner of the animal, the maskir, can tell the socher, I'm sorry, I'm not going to replace the animal. It's your tough luck. You rented an animal. It happened to have been confiscated by the government for some time. Deal with it, but you're not going to get another animal from me, and you're still going to owe me the rental payments. So says the Gemara, Machlokes Amoraim. Amarav lo shanu elaba angarya chozeres. That's only true if it's the type of situation where when the government takes the animal, they're going to return it. Avla angarya she'enu chozeres chayiv lahamad lo chamar. But if when the government takes the animal, they're not going to return the animal. It's an angarya she'enu chozeres. They don't go back and give it back to you. So then the maskir does have to provide the socher with another animal. If you look at Tosos, but angarya chozeres, says Tosos, why is it that when you're going to get the animal back a few days later, why is it that the maskir can tell you that you're stuck and that he's not going to provide you with another animal? It's because you're still going to be able to do your work, it's just that there's going to be a delay. You could do your work with the animal, whatever it is that you wanted to accomplish with that animal, you could do as soon as you get the animal back. It's just that you can't do it right now. Even though there's a delay in your work, Shabishvil Ichur says Tosos, because of a delay, Ein Chayiv Laham Lo Chamor Acher. You don't have to, just because of a delay, the Maskir does not have to give the Socher another animal. Very similar to what we said, if it goes through some type of temporary blindness, or the animal goes a little nuts. So in those situations, or it's going to be more those are types of things where it's delayed in the malacha. So when it's delayed in the malacha, we're not choshesh. We don't make the guy provide another animal. We don't make the maskir provide another animal just because it was delayed in the malacha. Now the Ritva writes that this din is this idea of Tosos that it's only going to delay you and therefore he doesn't have to provide you with another animal. That's only if you were paying for the animal in kablanos, meaning you hired the animal to do a certain job and you don't have to return the animal until the animal does that job. It's not where you're paying by the day. But if you were paying by the day, then the delay means a lot to you. Then you shouldn't have to pay for the days that the animal is being held by the angarya. You only have to pay for the days where the animal is not being held, where you're actually able to do the work you need to do with the animal. So says the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Peretz. That's how they, and it's very logical that if you're paying by the day, you obviously are losing out a great deal by the fact that the animal is being held for several days by the Angarya. However, the Nesivos and Simon Shin Yud, Sifkat Gimel writes that there's no chilek whether it's kablanos, or whether you're paying for the job, or whether you're paying for the day. That in either case, you have to pay for the full rental that you initially agreed upon, because we assume that it's mazal shel socher garam, that it's the mazal of the renter that causes the problem. Now, this is very strange, and the Nesivos doesn't quote any Rishonim who say otherwise, yet we know the Rishonim do say otherwise. So here you have a Nesivos arguing on Rishonim without even mentioning them. So it's a little bit difficult how the Nesivos can do that, but perhaps the explanation is as follows. We have to first see the other shita in the Gemara. What's the other shita in the Gemara? Ushmul amar bein angarya chozeres, bein angarya she'ena chozeres. It doesn't matter whether they confiscate the animal and then plan on giving it back soon after, or they don't plan on giving it back soon after. Im biderech halicha nitla omlo haresha l'chalofanecha. If it was taken biderech halicha in the same direction that you happen to be going anyway, so then the maskir can tell the socher, I'm not going to provide you with a replacement animal. But if it was taken in a different direction than the direction you were headed, then the maskir does have to provide the socher with another animal. What's this chilek derech halicha, not derech halicha? So if you take a look at Rashi, that he was bringing the animal to the place where you were going anyway, The masker can tell the socher he's not giving you another animal. Because this is what normally happens. The angaria is going to take the animal and the owner follows after the angaria. Why? Because the way the angaria works is any time he sees another animal, he's going to take that one and give you back your animal. So you follow along the angaria till the angaria happens to run into another animal. When he runs into another animal, you'll get your animal back. So therefore, the masker can tell the socher, look, since you're supposed to follow after the animal, get it back. So hire another animal to be able to follow after the first animal, and then eventually you'll get it back. So I'm not going to provide you with a replacement. But if it was headed in the opposite direction, so then you're not responsible to change your whole course in order to be able to follow after the animal. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos disagrees with Rashi. Tosos says, first of all, if you look at Tosos in Bederech Alichasi, he says, Pirush Bekontrus, Shemalicha Bederech Shigam Hurotzeleil Chomelo Maskare Shal Cholofanecha V'Sachar Beim Acheres Ad Sham. Right, he quotes Rashi. Then he says, V'tema, Delama Yiskar Beheima Acheres. Why is it your responsibility to hire another animal to be able to follow after this animal? If you're not going to need the animal right away, you only need the animal on your way back, so fine, then we understand very well. But then we should have made that chilek. So says Tosus a totally different pshat in Derech Halichasa. Says Tosus, V'nir kapir shrach de mefarish, in bederech halicha, sheha angaria ein mechapsin bebatim, ela keshapogim bederech, if the situation is that the angaria is not going house to house looking for animals, it's just if it happens to run into an animal on the street, it's going to take it, then the masker can tell the socher, look, it's not my fault. The matziyam le mazol chagarim. You could tell him it was your mazel that caused your animal to be taken away. Shilu oisa bebayis lo oisa nitalis. And the raya that it's your mazel is that if you would have happened to have been in your house at the time that the angaria was coming by, you never would have had an issue. The animal never would have been taken away. Even if it's an angaria she'enu chazeres, the masker can tell you that it's your mazel. The lo dami le mesa, and it's not like when the animal dies, because over here it's very clear that it's your mazel. What's shalo b'derech halicha? Vim shalo b'derech halicha, sani tell us, tahaynu shemchapsin gam bebatim, sha'az lo mazol shal socher garam, chayev laham lo chamaracher, lasos malach to lialter. If they're looking around in the houses and they're knocking on doors, so then you can't say it's the mazel of the socher, meaning he has to be able to hide somewhere, and he can't hide anywhere if they're knocking on doors. So it's not the socher's mazel, it's just the situation in the town is that they're going after people's animals. That filu chozer sangaria esach amar lekan, ba'ot shetol chazaras lo socher, ein lo v'socher l'sakiv mimalachto. And Shmuel's svara is, even if they're going to give the animal back, but still, there's no reason why the socher should have to go through a delay to get his work done if the situation was not caused by his mazel. It's not like when the animal goes blind. So anyway, we see very clearly that there are two ideas over here. Rav very clearly holds that everything depends on whether it's chazeres or eino chazeres, whether you're going to get the animal back or not. Shmuel says, no, I don't care whether you're going to get it back or not. The point is it your mazel that was gorim, or is it somebody else's, or was it not your mazel? Was it the socher's mazel that was gorim, in which case the socher is not entitled to anything? Or is it not the socher's mazel that was gorim, in which case the socher is entitled to a replacement animal? That's the way to understand the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. And based on this, we can answer the nesivus we mentioned earlier. Right? We said that within the shita of Rav, all the Rishonim say that a delay in getting the job done is not something that the socher has the right to complain about. That's only talking about if it's a kablanos. But if it's a schir yom, then it is something he certainly has the right to complain about. The nesivus disagreed. Well, it seems that the nesivus disagrees not because the nesivus doesn't think that's pshat in Rav, but the nesivus very simply paskins like Shmuel. If he paskins like Shmuel, so then there's no room to make such a distinction, right? If the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Peretz were saying like Rav that the socher's chayiv in an angarya chazeres, because he didn't lose totally. There's just a delay, and therefore it makes sense to be mechalik between a kablin and a schir yom. But the nesivus was speaking based on how we paskin, like Shmuel, that the only chilik there is when it comes to angarya, is whether it was the mazel of the maskir or the mazel of the socher that caused the problems. So therefore, misvara, as long as the socher's mazel is what caused the problems, I don't care if the socher is losing out on days that he's paying for rental, or if the socher is a kablin. It was his mazel, so it's his problem, and that's it. One more ha'ara, the Nesivus also asks, how could it be that according to Shmuel, that whether it's Angarya Chazeres, whether it's Angarya Sheina Chazeres, even by an Angarya Sheina Chazeres, you could say Haresha L'Chalafanecha. Why is this any different? We're going to say later on that when you pay for a donkey to be able to ride on, and then it goes blind, right? So it's not usable at all. The guy is not allowed to say, the masker cannot say, Harei Shel Chalafanecha. So why don't we say the same thing by the Angarya? When it's an Angarya Sheinu Chazeres, you can't use it. Bottom line is, you paid for this donkey, and now you can't use it. Why is it any different than if the donkey goes blind halfway through when your rental, the terms of your rental? Why over there do we say that you cannot say Harei Shel Chalafanecha, and over here you can say Harei Shel Chalafanecha? So the Nesivus answer is that there's a big difference between when you hire a donkey to ride on and it goes blind, where it's nisbaril mafreya, that there was something, the donkey was having some health issues. If it was having health problems, so good, so then we know that there was a problem meikara. Whereas over here, when it was nitfas by the angaria, so that's not nisbaril davril mafreya, that there were ever any problems in advance. There may not have ever been any problems in advance. Okay, so now we're going to try to prove who's correct. Rav Shmuel, we're on the fifth wide line, ayin chesam beis. Meisvei. Hasokra sachamar vivriko shenishtata, omla harishal chalfenech. If you hire an animal and it goes blind or it goes crazy, you could say, "Harishal chalafanecha." Here, I'm not providing you with a substitute animal. That's your luck. Meso shenas sangaria chayv laham lo chamar. But if the animal dies or it gets confiscated by the government, then the maskir needs to provide the socher with a replacement animal. So bishlam al Rav lo kasha kan ban gari chazeres kan ban gari shenu chazeres. So according to Rav, we're fine, even though our Mishnah said that even when it's taken by an angaria, you can say areshal chalafanecha. This brisa says that when it's taken by an angaria, you cannot say areshal chalafanecha. You need to provide a separate animal because there are two types of angaria. There's angaria chazeres and angaria shenu chazeres. That was the whole svara of Rav. Elul Shmuel Kasha, but according to Shmuel, who is not mechalik between Angarya Chazeres and Angarya Sheinu Chazeres, so it's going to be difficult. So v'chitem l'Shmuel nami lo kasha kan b'derech halichasa nitla kan shalom b'derech halichasa nitla. Maybe you're going to say, no, it's not a problem for Shmuel either, because Shmuel also made a chilek. It was a different chilek. Shmuel made a chilek between when the Angarya was headed in your general direction, the way Rashi understood it, versus when the Angarya was headed in a different direction. If the Angarya was headed in your general direction, so then hareshal chalafanecha. If he was headed in a different direction, so we can't say hareshal chalafanecha. The mask has to provide you with another animal. But no, that cannot be the case. Shmuel cannot answer that, because Hamid Diktani Seifa, the Seifa of that very brisa, says that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im b'darech halichas anitla omer lo hareshal chalafanecha, v'im lav chayv laham lo chamar. Meaning that very brisa has Rabbi Shimon Elazar making this distinction between derech halichasa and not derech halichasa, very clearly implying that prior to Rabbi Shimon Elazar arriving on the scene in the Mishnah and the brisa, no one held that there is such a distinction between derech halichasa and not derech halichasa. So how are we going to explain the stira between the Tanakama of the brisa and our Mishnah? You can't use the chiluk of derech halichasa. So Shmuel was in trouble. So answer Shmuel. No, I'm looking for Shmuel. Lav mi ikar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar to kai kavasi. I know Damik Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Shmuel will say, "You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. The brisa is against me. The Tanakama of the brisa is against me, and it's against the Mishnah. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Meaning, it could be that the chiluk between the Tanakhama of the Brisa and the Mishnah is. It could be that there's that they're not even arguing. It could be that the chiluk between them is whether it's Angari Chuzeres or Angari Shena Chuzeres. That's Rav's chiluk, and I don't paskin like that chiluk. That's correct. I don't paskin like that chiluk. I paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that the entire chiluk is whether it's Angari Chuzer, whether it's Derech Alichasa or not Derech Alichasa. Or we could say Kula Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the entire Brisa is in fact the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. There is no Tanakama that disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and there are just a few missing words in the Brisa, and this is how the Brisa should read. If a person rents a donkey and it goes blind or crazy, so you could say, the maskir does not have to provide a substitute animal. If it dies or it becomes confiscated by the government, then the maskir has to replace the animal. And then we add into the brisa, when is that so? That's only if it was taken in the opposite direction from where you were going. Then we're going to say that if it was Angaria happened, that the maskir has to provide you with another animal. But if it was taken in the general direction that you were headed anyway, then the maskir can tell the socher, and that's all the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Because we know the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is that if it was taken in the general direction that you were going, then the masker can tell the socher, tough luck, go follow it and get it back. And if it was not taken in that general direction, the masker has to provide the socher with another animal. So we should not understand it as a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. To the contrary, even the Tanakama is saying the same exact thing as Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar is simply explaining the Tanakama. So Shmuel won't even have to lock himself into saying that he goes against the Tanakama and he paskins like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. He could say the Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon Elazar and I paskin like that Brisa directly. And the Brisa is not against our Mishnah, and everything works out really well. Meaning our Mishnah, when our Mishnah said that Omer lo Hareisha L'chol Lefanecha, our Mishnah was obviously talking about a case where it was B'derech Halichasa. And that's why he's able to be Omer lo Hareisha L'chol Lefanecha. That's why the Masker does not have to provide the Socher with another animal. Okay, says the Gemara, wait a second. Umimatzis Mokum Alak Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Can you really say that the entire Brisa is calling like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? V'katani Reisha, it says in the Reisha that Brisa, that if you rent a donkey and it goes blind or it goes crazy, the masker does not have to provide a replacement. But we happen to know that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's shita is that if you rent a donkey to ride on and it goes crazy or blind, he does have to provide you with a replacement. So how can we say that the Brisa, even the Tanakhama of the Brisa, conforms with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? We know it's not so. We know from the Reisha that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar disagrees with the Tanakhama of the Brisa. So answers the Gemara, no, we don't know that he disagrees. What did Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say? Tanakhama of the Brisa said, you rent a donkey and it goes blind or crazy. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, you rent a donkey, and then he added a key word, lirkov aleha, specifically with the intention, and you state clearly when you rent it that you intend to ride the animal, not just to peddle your wares, to bring things, to schlep things, but you intend to ride the animal. That's when Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that the maskir is going to have to provide you with a substitute should that animal go blind or crazy. When you intend to ride it, it's different. Why, when you intend to ride, should it be different? Because when you intend to ride the animal, then if you look at the top Rashi, Shema Tipol Tachtav Begesher Tashlichelu Bachas Apsachim. If the animal goes blind or crazy, so at any point it could just throw you from the, you know, it'll be going over a narrow bridge and it'll just throw you off of its back, and that's a problem. So look, if you're having it bring some of your stuff, okay. So if it throws some of your kalim off, so you'll obviously you won't be happy about it, but you're not so worried about the risk, about whatever it is, the small chance that it's going to throw your kalim off at the wrong spot. But if it throws you off at the wrong spot, then you're going to be very makpid about that. So if you hire the animal to be rochev, so you're certainly not going to be happy about that situation, and you don't want to risk personal injury. If you rent the animal in order to bring klei zuchuchis, in order to schlep glass kalim, so that's the same thing as lirchov aleha. If the animal proves to be crazy or blind, the guy's going to have to provide you with another animal, because if it even throws off your kalim anywhere, it's a problem. Even if it just throws it on the side of the road, because they're all going to shatter, they're going to crash. It's going to be terrible. But so that's why klei zuchuchis are different. That's how the Magen Mishnah writes. If it was taken by Ingaria, so then it doesn't make a difference whether you hired it Lirchov or Lamasa. Right? The whole issue is when it goes crazy. Right? That's when you're worried about. That's when there's a chilik between whether you hired it to ride on or you hired it to schlep your stuff. Because the hakpada by Schara Lirchov is dafka when it gets sick, it goes crazy, and it's likely to damage you. Right? That's the pasha pshat of the Gemara. The difficulty is that the Rambam doesn't say that. From the Rambam, it seems that even if what happened was that it was taken by Ingaria, there's a chilik between whether you originally rented the animal to ride on or whether you rented the animal to schlep your stuff. And it's a very difficult shita, because why should it make a difference? Meaning, either way, once it's taken by the Ingaria, once it's been confiscated by the government, you can neither ride on it nor use it to schlep your stuff. Right? Why should it make a difference? If I understand very well, if it gets sick, so the way it's going to affect me if I try to ride on it is going to be very different than the way it affects me if I try to put my kalim on it. But if it gets taken away, then the way it affects me if I wanted to ride on it and the way it affects me if I wanted to put my kalim on it are the same. So the Rambam Shita is very difficult. Rav Zal Meltzer, the Evan Azel, tries to explain the Rambam. He says that the Rambam understands a Lirkov Shiny very differently than all the other Rishonim understand it. Because according to all the Rishonim, the Chilik by Lirkov Shiny is whether the Behema is still usable for what you rented it for. Right? That's the way we explained it. According to the Rambam, that's not the issue. The issue is that there are two types of Schirus. Sometimes you're socher behema stam, you're just socher behema not for any particular malacha, without specifying any particular malacha. And even if you do specify, the ikar schirus is not only for the malacha that you specify, it's just stam that you want the animal, you're socher behema in general. And sometimes you're socher behema b'ikar for a particular job. And your kavana is not to be socher the behema in totality, for a kolin yaneha, just for this particular job. And there's a big chilek in din between those two types of schirus. If you socher the guf abeim stam, so if an onus happens that it's unable to do its work, so the mazel, it's your mazel that caused that onus, and you're going to have to bear the loss if the onus happens, because it's your animal, you rented this animal in broad terms. But if you rent this animal in very specific terms, to do a specific job, and that's clearly the entire agreement of your rental, is to have it do this one job for you, and then something happens that it's unable to do that job, we don't assume it's mazalo goreim, and then you're going to have to be reimbursed, you're going to be provided with a replacement animal. So that's how the Rambam understands the difference between lirkov and not lirkov. When you say that you're hiring the animal lirkov aleha, we assume that that's called that you have this specific job for it to do, and therefore you're going to have to be reimbursed. When you hire the animal to carry your burden or anything like that, that's broader. That we assume, yeah, you may have mentioned that you wanted to carry a burden, but really what you're getting into is renting the animal in totality. And for that, you're not going to be reimbursed. Okay, we got to get moving here. Let's say you hire an animal, you rent an animal to ride on, and it dies halfway to your destination. So you have to pay for the rental for half the way. And all you could have is tainus on the guy. Now, when we say all you can have is tainas on the guy, it means you can have tainas. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to have tainas on people unnecessarily. So we're assuming that you can have tainas, it's just that you can't have any monetary claim. So, Echidami, what's the case? If where you are when the animal broke down, it's easy to find another animal to rent for the same price to bring you the rest of the way, so what kind of tainas are you allowed to have? Just rent another animal. And if you can't find another animal to bring you the rest of of the way. So then, igra bayla meisavlei, you're going to have to pay for the first half of the journey. I need to get from here to California. So somewhere in the middle of America, the animal breaks down. So I'm going to have to pay for that. I didn't want to end up somewhere in the middle. I wanted to end up in California. It's useless to me to end up somewhere in the middle. So why should I have to pay for anything? So it says, really, we're dealing with a case where you can't find easily someone to take an animal to hire for the rest of the way. It's just that the masker can tell the socher, look, had you wanted this to be your destination, then the animal would have gotten you there. So therefore, you should pay me for this destination. What kind of svar is that? Right. Had you wanted to end up in Kansas, well, look, you ended up in Kansas. But I didn't want to end up in Kansas. I wanted to end up in California. Why am I in Kansas? Why should I have to pay? So Tosus is bothered by this kasha. Right? Tosus says, "Ilu arach bay lemesav lavigro bay lemesav." He says, "Tema, the hashtemi adalavad hacha bay lemesi lama yitain lo schar." I didn't want to end up here, so why should I have to pay for anything? So says Tosus two answers. First, he says, "Yesh lomer dadu kamer liolam teloshkech lagure hainul fios and dam shehiskrimizah." Avol b'tfei porta yimtzalas here. He says, when we say that you can't find another animal to bring you the rest of the way, it means for the same price. But a little bit more money, you could have found another animal to bring you the rest of the way. And therefore, you were nehene by the fact that it brought you to this point, because you're not going to have to pay full price to get from this point to California, right? Because so you were nehene a little bit. Inami Tosos says a little further in Tosos, "Kigon sheyuchal limkar scharaso b'makom shemesa chamar v'yarviachba." You're going. You're a salesman. You're going to sell your stuff. There is the possibility of selling where your animal broke down. It's just that you were hoping to get to another place to sell, but you could sell here too. So there is value in how you got here. Says Gemara Vayter Hechidami. What's the case? Idam lechamar stam hachayv lam lechamar acher. If he just said chamar stam, he didn't specifically say I want this donkey. He said I want a donkey. So then the masker should have to provide another donkey. Idam lechamar zeh. And if he said I want this donkey, yimyesh b'demel likach yikach. So why can't he take the dead donkey, sell its carcass, and do whatever he can, buy another one with the money? Says Gemara, "Lo tzricha b'shem b'demel likach." No, obviously there wasn't enough money in the value of the carcass to buy another donkey. Live donkeys cost a lot more than dead donkeys do. Im yesh b'demel liskar yiskar, so says, okay, rent another donkey with the money. Don't buy one, but rent one. So it could have also answered right over here, maybe there wasn't enough money to rent either. But the Gemara comes up with a better answer, Tosa says. Rav l'tamei, ta'amu rav lo mechalin karna. This is Rav l'shita, so Rav holds you're not allowed to be mechala the keren. That if you have a donkey that belongs to the maskir, you're not allowed to make that go away entirely. De itmar socher sachamor meisla b'chatzi aderech, amu rav yesh b'damel likach yikach. Rav says if you rent a donkey and it dies halfway along the road where you're headed to, so if there's enough money in the carcass to be able to buy another donkey, good, buy another donkey, and that way when your skiris is over, you can give the new donkey back to the maskir. Liskar al yiskar, but if there's only enough money to rent another donkey, do not do it, because then the maskir is going to be left with nothing. Ushmul amar af liskar yiskar, and Shmuel says even if there's enough money to rent, you should rent. But Maika myth, gi Rav savar lo mechalin karna, Shmuel savar mechalin karna. Rav holds we're not mechala the karen, we try not to use up the karen, and Shmuel says we don't care. Meisve, so we try to bring a raya. Yavashi Ilan O Nixas Shneim Asurimbo. This is talking about a case, Rashi points out, we're talking about a case where someone gave as a mashkon, an ilan, a tree, to his friend, like the mashkanta de sura, where basically the way it works is, you owe me $1,000, so you give me a tree, and we say for each year of use that I have out of this tree, we'll deduct another $100 from what you owe me, right? So what if the tree then dries up or gets cut down? So Shneim Asurimbo, they're both usher to use that tree. Ketzad Yasa, what should you do? You should sell the dead, cut down tree, the wood of that tree, and use that to buy karka, and then the guy who's holding on to the mashkon can eat the peros of that karka and continue with the deal in that way. But the ikra karka still belongs to the one who owes the money. But wait a second, isn't the karen going to be gone? Because yovel's going to come, and that karka that you just bought with the money of this tree is going to have to go back to its original owner. So you see, it's Kaliyakarna, and nevertheless, we're not worried. Isn't this a riot to Shmuel against Rav? So it says, well, no, how come I ask him the Zavon Le'lishis and Shnin? No, the way you bought that land is you didn't just stand by it where it's going to go back at Yovel. You bought it with the deal that you're buying it for 60 years. Unbelievable halacha. If you buy a piece of land with the stipulation that it's for 60 years, that it's a 60-year deal, it doesn't go back at Yovel. How do we know? Because the pasuk says, "Va'aretz lo simachar l'tzmisus," that you're not allowed to sell the land forever. Mi shein shem yovel nitzmesas, yeshem yovel ein nitzmesas. Yatzazu shaf pi shein shem yovel ein nitzmesas. Someone who had there not been a din of yovel, only a type of sale where had there not been a din of yovel, it would have been a permanent sale. That's when we say yovel is going to make it unpermanent and make it go back. But if anyway it wasn't a permanent sale, then Yovel's not going to affect that sale. So all bets are off in terms of Yovel. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamentes goes so far as to say, the Gemara gives an example of 60 years. You could sell your field for 1,000 years, and it's not going to go back at Yovel, as long as it's not permanent. There is no time limit. It doesn't have to be within your lifetime. You can sell it for 1,000 years, it's not going to go back at Yovel. It's Gzeres HaKasuv. Sof, says the Gemara, but wait a second, L'chimatu Shisun Shin Kahaja Ara L'mar V'Kokal Yikarna. But still, when 60 years is up, still the land is going to go back to the original owner, so isn't it still Kal Yikarna? Isn't it still that the Karen is being used up, and therefore still a Raya against Rav? We must be talking about a situation where Yovel is not Noeg, when you don't have, let's say, Rov Yoshveh HaLeha. Yovel is only Noeg when you have Kol Yoshveh HaLeha, when you have most or all of the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael. It means Rov Yoshveh, most of the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael. So when you don't have that, there's no we're not Noeg Yovel anyway, like nowadays. Hachnaim Mistavrit, which were headed in the direction of having most of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael with intermarriage and everything else outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're headed in that direction, but anyway, we're not there yet. So Achinam Mustavra, this Alpadaitok Bizman Shay Yovel Noeg Machlin Karna Nischelitziv Nishkalei, because, and it's Mustavra to say that's the situation, because if you're going to say that you're allowed to be Mechala the Keren, that you're allowed to use up the Keren, why when this tree dies do we say sell it and buy land and use the fruits of the land? I have a better idea. Why don't you just chop it up and use the wood, and that wood has value to you, and sell that wood, and that's it, and that's your money that you're getting back. So imishum ha lo kasha, says Mar, no, that's not a kasha. Zimnin deshalmu shnei mashkanta mekame yovel. Sometimes the years of the mashkan are up before yovel. Inami dematel ezuze upark la arba v'chamesh shnin mekame yovel. Or the guy might have money and he may be able to redeem that land prior to yovel. So you want him to have the opportunity to get something from it. So we want you to just use up the tree. Tanur about a new brisa. Hasokras es svin of a tavel b'chatzia derech. You hire a boat, you rent a boat, and it drowns halfway along the way. Let's assume you don't drown in it, and you're able, right? So imnasan omer imnasan lo yitol. If you've already paid for it, you can't get paid back. Vimlo nasan lo yitain. But if you haven't yet paid for it, you don't have to pay for it. Say chidang. What's the case? Ilem b'svin azu v'yayin stam. If you specified you want this boat, and it's stam yayin that you want to go and bring on the boat, you didn't specify which wine. So imnasan amay lo yitol. So if you've paid for it, why can't you get reimbursed? Namely, why can't he say to him, Havle Svinasa Danamai Sinachamra? I asked you for a boat to transport wine. I don't have a boat to transport wine right now. I'd like another one. Ella must be Besvina Stam Viayin Ze. You said Svina Stam, a Stam boat, and you were specific about this wine. So then, Imlona Sanama Lo Yitin. But then, wait a second. If you have not yet paid for it, why don't you have to pay for it? Namely, Havli Ahu Chamra, Vanamai Sinas Svinta. Why can't the maskir tell the socher, show me the wine that you want to bring, and I'll gladly give you a boat? Meaning, you were specific that you wanted to transport that wine. Well, that wine's not here anymore. So if you're able to produce that wine, I'll gladly give you a replacement boat. Samarav Papa, Lamashkachas La Ela Besvina Zuvi Yayin Ze. Must be talking about a case where you specify this boat, this wine. That's where we say that if you haven't paid, you do not have to. But if you've already paid, you do not get paid back. Right? That's if you look at Rashi, it'll be Yayin Zev Esfina Zu, V'lo Biyad Zev Ezel HaHashlim, because neither one can really fulfill their side of the bargain. Hilkoch Yad Tovei Al HaTachtona, and therefore whoever is looking to get paid is going to lose. Right? Either one can say, I'm not the one that's causing the problem, meaning you're not ready to do your end of the bargain either. Meaning if you said Svina Zu and Yayin Zeh, the guy who owned the boat can't produce that Svina, it's drowned, the guy who owns the yayin can't produce that yayin to be schlepped on a boat. So neither one could fulfill their end of the agreement. Aval b'sfinas stam v'yayin stam. But if it was sfinas stam v'yayin stam, where both can produce their end of the agreement, cholken, then we split the money. Says Rashi, im kibel yachzer achatzi, v'im lo nasan yitein achatzi. If you've already paid, he has to return half the money. If you haven't yet paid, you pay half the money. Shari b'yad shneim lahashlim, because either one can do their stipulation. V'mi'akef ha'nitva militein achatzi, yasa tenao. And if the nitva doesn't want to give back the half of the money, so then he has to fulfill his end of the agreement, right? If it's if you haven't paid yet, let's say, and the maskir doesn't want to give you another boat, doesn't want to pay you back half of the money. If you've already paid it, rather, and the maskir doesn't want to pay you back half of the money, so then the maskir is going to have to provide you with a boat, which obviously is going to cost him the entire money. Tanur about a new brisa. Socher sesfino parkala bechatzia derech. Let's say you hire a boat and you unload it halfway along the road, and you reload it. Right? Rashi says, "Kasalkadai disachra ad makom ploni bekach vekach ukshegil lechatzia derech parka v'hotzi chavilosav mimena." That you hired it to go from point A to point B. Halfway between point A and point B, you stopped and you took all of its load off of it. So you have to pay for half of the journey, and all there could be is tainas. The owner of the boat can only have tainas on you. So what's the case? If the owner of the boat is able to rent it out to someone else where you stopped halfway through the trip, so why does he have any tarumas on you? Let him go rent it to someone else wherever he is. And if there's no way that he's going to find someone else to rent the boat, so then you should pay for the whole thing. You said you were going to pay to take it from point A to point B just because you decided to stop. You don't have to pay for the whole thing. So he said it must be that it's a case where he is able to rent it out to someone else. Why is he going to have tainas then? Because the boat, by being loaded and unloaded, ends up weakening. It weakens the nuts and bolts that hold the boat together, whatever it is, get weakened by the fact that it's constantly being unloaded and loaded. You wanted it to be one trip. You, the maskir, wanted your boat to be taken on one trip, which is less difficult for the boat than to be taken on two trips, even if the two trips are each half the size of the one trip. But then he has more than just taromas. He has a real strong taina. He should be able to get reimbursed for that. He says, no, you know what parka means? Parka latona bigave. It means that halfway through the road, they added more bundles onto the boat, more than it was originally. Elamai taromas. So then what kind of taina can he have? Mishum shinoi daita, because you're going against what he originally wanted to do. Inami la'ashli yisera, or because it could be that there's extra rope that's needed to be able to schlep this boat if it has a heavier burden on it. Tanur Rabbanan, Tosfos has a totally different interpretation, we just don't have time for it now. Tanur Rabbanan, socher sechamar lirchov ala socher meniachal of ksuso, if a socher hires a donkey to ride on, he can put his garment on it, v'lagnuso in his flask, umezonos shaloso adarech, and whatever food he needs for that trip. Mikan ve'ela chamar ma'akev alav, but if he wants to put any more on the donkey driver can say, I'm sorry, that's as much luggage as you're allowed. Chamar meniachal of, the donkey driver is allowed to put on it, sa'orim v'teven, food for the donkey, umezonos shaloso ayom, and whatever food the driver needs for that day. Mikan ve'ela chamar ma'akev. And if the donkey driver wants to bring any more, the socher could say, sorry, I'm not allowing you to bring any more. Hechidami, what's the case? If you're able to find food along the way, why is it that the guy who's renting the donkey is allowed to bring as much food as he needs for the whole trip? He'll be able to buy at a rest stop. And if he's not going to be able to find food along the way, then why is it that the donkey driver is not allowed to bring more than one day's worth of food? He should be able to bring the entire journey's worth of food. What, you want him to starve after one day? So what's the case? Why do they have different standards? Why is it that the guy renting the donkey is allowed to bring a whole journey's worth of food, and the driver is only allowed to bring one day's worth of food? If you go at each stop, at each rest stop, there is a way to go and get food. It's a hassle, but there's a way to go and get food. The donkey driver however, it's his derech to go and bother himself and hassle himself to get food. It's not considered unusual for him. Socher lav darke the mitrach lemizban, but it's not normal for the socher. Let's just get to the bottom. Tanu rabbanan hasocher sachamar lirkav la ish lo tirkav la isha. If you hire a donkey to ride a man on it, you can't have a woman ride on it instead. Even though women generally weigh a little bit less than men do, but nevertheless, the way they balance their weight and the way they don't know how to ride a donkey, it's going to cause a trouble for the animal because they don't know how to balance properly and it's going to feel heavier for the animal. Isha rochev ala ish. If you hire it to have a woman ride on it, you can't have a man. You are allowed to have a man ride on it because, again, even though the man may weigh more, it doesn't feel that way to the animal. V'isha ben gadolo ben katana. And when you hire a donkey for a woman to ride on, you can have a large woman, small woman, doesn't make a difference. Afilu muberes, even a pregnant woman, afilu manika, even a nursing woman with her baby, can go on it. Hashem minika amet muberes mi baiba. Wait a second. If a nursing woman could go with her baby, obviously a pregnant woman can go. Meaning, if you're going to say a nursing woman with a baby doesn't count as two people when you only hired it for one, for sure a pregnant woman doesn't count as two people. Samar papa muberes vihi minika kamar. No, we're saying even a pregnant woman who's also nursing, she can go in it with both babies, the one that's inside and the one that's outside. He says, you see from here that the main weight of a fish is in its belly. So the minor meaning, we're trying to say that the pregnant woman has the weight distribution is not so easy for the animal to handle. Why do we need to know that the main weight of a fish is in its belly? When it comes to buying fish, you may want to know that you shouldn't pay for the fish by the pound until they gut it a little bit and take all the junk out of its belly. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll start from the Mishnah tomorrow at the top of the page.